This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
Bob.
Hi.
Oh.
Can you identify the laugh, Mike?
Give it to me one more time.
Oh.
It's a very unenergetic laugh. It's a very mellow laugh.
I find it infectious.
May I give you a clue?
Please.
The clue is Jack Nicholson.
Oh.
Is that Jack Nicholson?
No, it's not Jack Nicholson. That's the clue, but it's only a clue for you, and you can't say why it's a clue for you.
Oh.
There's another clue right there.
All right, hold on a second.
You really got to hear the other one.
Right.
Wow. Give me another clue.
Oh.
Because you've given me a clue that narrows it down a little bit, but not a lot.
House. That's an obscure clue, right, Rob?
It is, and here's another.
Because you know where I'm going on that one, right?
Oh yeah.
Well, it's certainly not Hugh Laurie. Yeah.
That would be the next clue, though.
Oh. Right. So it's a doctor of some kind.
Oh.
No.
This is a famous person.
Oh yes, and your next clue would be big winner. That's it. I'm out, Mike.
Wow. Jack Nicholson, House, and Hugh Laurie. Along with Big Winner.
Big Winner.
Right. That means usually the guy's a loser.
Any idea?
He's going to be appearing on House?
All right. The Jack Nicholson, that's between me and you.
Right.
House is Hugh Laurie. Hugh Laurie starred in the movie Stuart Little. Who's the biggest winner in the National Football League? Who's a little guy?
Dan Snyder.
There you go.
Oh, that's very obscure.
I told you it was.
Very obscure.
Told you it was.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't doing this yesterday, I take it.
Yeah.
He sure.
He was doing this as the Redskins were running around like chickens with their heads cut off losing that game.
Listen to that. Oh, you know why? Can I tell you why I'm so happy right now?
Why?
I'm so happy because I so wanted to not like that laugh. I really didn't want
you
it to be. I didn't want it to be anybody I liked because it was like, oh,
that is simply an excerpt from an exclusive interview that Comcast did with the boy who would be king.
Wonderful.
So we'll chop him up at some point during today's show.
Yay.
Yeah. I know. It's funny, Dan. I know.
Well, you know, he got knocked down a peg this weekend, which in his case is very dangerous because he's on the last peg.
Is that possible?
All right. Well, it happens.
Well, let's try this to start the show. No guarantee how this is going to work out.
Hello. This is Elmo's friend, Robert De Niro.
Hi, kids.
Elmo's friend, Mr. De Niro, has an interesting job. Elmo's friend, Mr. De Niro, is an actor.
That guy told me one time, don't let yourself get attached to anything you are not willing to walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you feel the heat around the corner.
Well, what does an actor do, Mr. De Niro?
Well, now, if you're on me and you got to move when I move, how do you expect to keep a marriage?
That's an interesting point.
Really? Well, how does Mr. De Niro do that?
Well, that's... Vegas was a place where millions of suckers flew in every year on their own nickel and left behind about $1 billion. But at night, you couldn't see the desert that surrounds Las Vegas. But it's in the desert where lots of the town's problems are solved.
Got a lot of holes in the desert, and a lot of problems are buried in those holes. Except you got to do it right. I mean, you got to have the hole already dug before you show up with a package in the trunk.
Good source of riboflavin.
Wow. That's the best imaginary cabbage Elmo has ever seen.
Thanks, Elmo.
Do another one. Imagine something else, Mr. De Niro.
Oh, I got
We want to hurt no one. We're here for the bank's money, not your money. Your money's insured by the federal government. You're not going to lose a dime.
Got one.
Okay.
I'm imagining I'm furry, I'm a monster, and I have a great imagination.
Think of your families. Don't risk your life. Don't try and be a hero.
Furry, a monster? Almost got it!
Dogs. Dogs, can you hear me, dogs? Listen to me, Anthony.
De Niro's not even on this tape.
It's okay.
I'm going to squash your f***ing head like a grapefruit if you don't give me a name. Don't make me have to do this, please. Come on. Don't make me be a bad guy. Come on.
It's Charlie M.
You. This motherfucker. You believe this? Two f***ing days and nights. Me. Me, you motherfucker. My mother. That's what you tell me. Motherfucker, you, huh? Oh, God. Give me the name.
Charlie M.
Charlie M?
Charlie M.
Charlie M? Oh. You make me pop your eye out of your head to protect that piece of Charlie M, you dumb motherfucker!
Kill me.
You motherfucker, you. Frankie, do him a favor.
Oh!
What do you think, Elmo?
Not bad! Let Elmo see. Can Robert De Niro Elmo do this?
Right now I want you to sit on the floor and put your hands on your head.
Let me try.
Anybody feel sick? Anybody got heart trouble? Go ahead and lean against the wall.
How's
not
that?
Not bad, not bad. Again.
Give me the key.
What key?
Get out! And stay out!
Certainly about enough of that. We'll just segue into this and start the show. What was that? What was that,
Ray? Jimmy. I think that needs to be cleaned up a little bit.
Did I hit something?
Now, you know where you could use Elmo's when they open the trunk?
So you had Elmo on one disc.
Right.
I had Heat on another disc.
Well, that wasn't even edited. You were doing that live, so that you get extra credit for that.
I was on the fly. Right.
I'll just love to hear Elmo talk when they open up the trunk. Is that possible?
Hello, this is Elmo's friend, Robert De Niro.
All right, sure.
No.
Still alive.
No.
Hello, this is Elmo's friend, Robert De Niro.
Hi, kids.
Hi, kids. See, that's weird.
Okay. Lint everywhere.
As far back as I could remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Bye, Elmo!
This is Ray Liotta, and you're listening to my favorite Goodfellas on the Don and Mike Show.
That was an obvious edit. What did we cut out?
I don't know why we cut that out.
Did you have to cut a radio station out or something?
What did he say?
What did he say?
It was like a 15-second plug for a made-for-TV movie he was doing.
Oh, okay. So, all right.
Let's hear it again. The magic of editing. Seamless, I tell you.
This is Ray Liotta, and you're listening to my favorite Goodfellas on the Don and Mike Show.
Goodfellas.
That's funny, isn't it, little Dan?
Yeah, muster it up.
Thank you, that was the joke.
Muster it up. Huh?
You screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
Oh, I'm aroused and confused.
All right, a little quiet for Super Jock. Let's pick a phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yes, we are.
Mommy boobies.
They clearly have some booty.
That boy gay it in a handbag full of rainbows.
This is still good even after a weekend, right?
Yeah. Easily.
What the bleep happened here?
Here's Big Ass.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
What the bleep happened here?
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Welcome.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
Welcome.
What the bleep happened here?
Wow, Larry.
The show's going to be
me.
What the bleep happened here?
Loud, compressed Larry.
It's so much louder than the other ones.
It is. That's what makes it funny.
Why do you favor rape?
That's right. Weak.
That's like normal volume for Larry.
Why men's rooms?
That's a little louder.
What the bleep happened here?
And then suddenly, steroid-induced Larry.
Wow.
Why?
Larry on roids.
I don't know, Larry.
What the bleep happened here?
That's Larry on roid rage.
You tell me we'll both know. Hi there, everybody. Hope you had a slap-happy weekend, Don and Mike show.
Oh, yeah.
It's Monday. Phone number. Maybe you just heard it inside all those tapes. Our phone number is 877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike show. What's up?
Hey, how you doing? I wanted to know if Don and Mike watched the Family Guy episode last night of the Star Wars thing.
Boy, you know, I wanted to be there with you for the Nerd Club.
I certainly laughed at the promo. As a matter of fact, I laughed out loud at the Star Wars promo with the old guy with the drooping lightsaber.
However, when that stuff is on against, you know, was it Bears against Cowboys last night?
Yeah, pretty big game last night.
No way. No way I'm watching Family Guy. Sorry, my friend.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Bye. And that's why you are a true football fan.
Who won that episode, incidentally?
I think the guy with the, you know, with the chin that looks like an ass.
The guy, Peter. You mean that?
Peter.
Is that American? Now, American Dad is the one where the dad looks like Jack Del Rio.
Right.
From the Jaguars, right?
Yeah. You know, I'm with you with the football. For me, it's Sunday football, and then I simply wait for Survive Vagina.
And I always thought that his chin looked more like a scrot.
Well, it does.
Yeah.
It looks like a body part.
That works. He could have used that guy, that voice like that, right?
If it was Star Wars, he could have been Scrota.
Hello,
Scrota.
Don and Mike show. You tell Rob's back today.
Rob's back.
What? Thank you.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
And the rally was great.
Hello, Don and Mike show. What is up?
What's up, fellas?
Hi.
Hey, great street from you at the Barnes & Nobles. There's a crowd of people watching. Two short people fighting as we speak.
Are you at the Barnes & Noble across the street from our radio station?
Right, and one of them will make Rob happy. One's colored.
Hold on, are there two midgets fighting across the street from our radio station?
Yeah, go over there now.
Rob?
Or send your boyfriend, Joe. Or, you know what, I'm an idiot. I'll just take some pictures and send it over to you guys.
All right, yeah, send some pictures to
report
us.
From the scene.
Tell us what's happening. This is literally a
There's a fight? Is this like a fist fight?
A stone's throw away from our studios.
Yeah, I think it's a stage fight. It's right at the Chevy Chase.
A stage fight.
What do you mean
fight?
A stage? Come on, give us more information.
Well, guys, right now they're wrestling, and now they're both standing up. And now I guess this is a stage in the fair.
Hold on, you said they're midgets?
Yeah, yeah.
Are they wearing costumes or anything?
Nope. But now everyone's applauding.
They're nude.
They're applauding.
Maybe they're doing some sort of tribute to Marcel.
And may we have a moment of silence? I'm sorry. Have you had that joke yet?
At least they went quiet.
I was wondering whether that joke would be told 15 times before I got on the air today.
Finally, a box he's not trying to get out.
Okay, stop it. You know, Rob's got a million of them. Seriously.
He was trapped in a phone booth, and then... Well, he was trapped in the phone booth, and then somebody tried to throw him a rope.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Oh, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I missed the Elvis cups. They're gone. They're gone in the supermarkets.
You mean the peanut butter cups?
They're gone. Peanut butter banana.
You sound stressed out about it.
It's over. It's over, gentlemen.
It's over.
No. We got a few. Don't we have a few lying around here?
I think they're all gone.
I'll give you the secret recipe.
There's only one way out now, gentlemen.
From Matt Goldstein. And that would be, of course, just get the peanut butter cup and get a Nana and just make your own.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But his mother wouldn't approve of it. She's just, you know.
I'm not happy.
Never happy.
Paula Goldstein is impossible to please.
Ask me my gun, sorry.
Oh, really? You're going to take your own life based on the inavailability of peanut butter cups?
I never got a chance to try them. Isn't that a shame?
That's got a weird voice.
That is
sad.
Well, then go ahead. What the hell? It's Monday. Go ahead. It'll get our week off to a good start.
Do you have a weapon handy?
Goodbye. I have a knife. It's going to take a while.
Oh, you're going to do it slowly.
No, it doesn't.
I have a cheese grater.
A cheese grater. You're never going to kill yourself with a cheese grater, son.
I'm going to try.
Well, thank you for that.
All right. Bye-bye.
Excruciatingly painful.
Only we get the calls from people who are threatening their lives with cheese graters.
Hey, if you're going to go like that, though, I think John Gielgud in Caligula is the way to go. Remember him when he's in the bathtub, the red bathtub, and he's just sitting there?
Yeah.
Gently falling asleep.
And I'm trying to think, there's another movie out, a more current movie, that involves torture and a cheese grater as well.
Really? Maybe it's Saw.
It might be Saw 3.
Saw 3.
I don't know.
There's another Saw coming out, too.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike. How y'all doing today?
Hey, what's up?
Good. It's Billy from Edgewater.
Good. Mike, Mike, this is good. It's Billy from Edgewater.
Hey, yeah, odds are that could be what number one.
Do you spell it B-I-L-L-I?
B-I-L-I.
B-I-L-I.
The Y.
Oh, oh, Billy. Oh, no. It's not Mike's, not Mike's first
and
wife.
And that's then. A man, baby.
Never mind, then. You're not Mike's first wife.
I used to hang in Edgewater, man.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi there. What's up?
I just wanted to tell Rob, welcome back, and Wow Power, who's your driver?
Great.
We played your
so
hit.
Nice to be able to do this gig and do this gag when we've got people like you.
It was still the most requested show song on the show on Friday, Rob. All the kids from the high school called in for Battle of the Bands.
They know how to use the cheese grater, too.
They
use a cheese grater on the back of their. They use a cheese grater on the back of their heads.
Look at him dancing to it.
It's disturbing yet catchy.
As well as he can, he the boy dances as well as he can.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
White people make. Hi, it's the Grease Man. I'd like to tell you about my zesty session of Bosco Lingus with Mr. Schneider.
All right, Douglas.
He thought that was funny. Yeah, listen to that.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Don and Mike, I want to know if you guys are going to do anything to celebrate the National Hispanic Heritage Month.
Always, always. We
what
always...
month is? Hold on. I know what it is. It's this month because last night, for whatever reason, during the football game, it didn't say Dallas Cowboys. It said, like, whatever the cowboy word is, and then it said Del Daliso.
Gaucho?
And whatever.
Right, something like that. Anyway,
whatever the word for.
Viva la raza, loco!
Whatever the word for bears was, it was that, and then the Chicago.
Oh, muy bien. Cool.
Muy bien. Viva Ecuador, también, loco. Viva Ecuador.
I hope you're not hurling profanities out over the year.
Settle down.
Found it troubling.
We'll have to check with our friends over at El Zol.
I leaned over to Jan last night and I said, not in my America. And I'll tell you why.
You're my America by Ed Anger.
Why?
We were watching the game last night. Great football weekend. Goddamn, go Packers. Goddamn, go Packers.
Yeah, I know. It's time to get excited about them.
It's about time. So we're watching the game, and they were doing promotion during the game for whatever, for Football America. And they ran an ad for Madden, the exact same ad that they've run a million different times with different guys in different walks of life whose worlds now revolve around Madden, except the entire commercial was in Spanish.
Oh, okay. All right. And was that because of Hispanic Month?
I don't know. It was just I sat there and I said to Janet, did you push the SAP button? And she said, what's the SAP button?
There you go.
Separate audio programming.
And then at the end of the commercial, it was like, Madden 08, available everywhere.
Did anybody in the commercial say, go! Go! Goal!
Rob Spiewak writes, didn't they just steal Madden?
Now, Rob.
No, I didn't know.
Rob's back from his rally, back from his rally.
Did play your Green Acres wetback tapes on Friday, though.
Yes,
those
did.
Were a big hit at the rally.
Back in the ye old days, ye olden days.
Isn't that fun?
Sunnier day.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, fellas.
Hey.
Don, I have 10 crisp $100 bills to put on whichever team you pick for tonight.
Who's playing tonight?
New Orleans at New Orleans, Tennessee.
New Orleans, Tennessee. New Orleans has been falling flat on their face.
My heart says New Orleans, but I really think that the Tennessee will kill them. I think New Orleans has gone to crap. I am so. If the Packers weren't 3-0 in real life, I might be upset about my fantasy team being 1-2 and the fact that I wasted a pick on Reggie Bush and wasted a pick on the Saints defense.
Well, what happened? Because New Orleans was definitely a favorite before the year. I mean, they were a favorite to actually go to the Super Bowl.
I don't know. Someone showed them
the
mirror.
They have lost their confidence, and Tennessee has found their confidence. So I agree with you, Don. I think I'm going to put my money on the confident team because even after a 10-day rest, New Orleans couldn't come back after their beatdown. So
if I was you, though, I would take that $1,000 and I would go get a retainer. And I'm not talking about a legal retainer. I'm talking about go to a dentist and get something for that overbite.
Yeah, for the upper plate.
I'm going to get the proactive treatment, actually. I'm saving up for that right
now. Oh, good, to get whitened. All right, that's good. Rob always recommends that very highly.
All right, goodbye and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye and goodbye. And thank
you. So you lost your fantasy game yesterday?
Yep. Lost to that man by 2 points.
Aye.
But yeah. Hey, the Packers are 3-0.
Congratulate your son for knocking me out of the elite of the damn dummy league. Is he 3-0 now?
I don't even know. I 2-1 maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Do we have any undefeated teams?
Joe.
Really?
Yeah. I believe Joe.
I still have a perfect record.
Rob is 0-3.
Are you 0-3?
Rob, yeah.
Ouch.
Rob is 0-3. And those uniforms that the Eagles wore yesterday, my God, they look like seriously something that Liberace and Jim J. Bullock threw up.
They look
up
like the San Diego Chargers on an acid trip.
Threw up together. Now, you know, conversely, those Redskins uniforms, just my opinion, they kicked ass yesterday.
They almost look fluorescent, the Redskins uniforms. We were joking about the fact that, yeah, when they said that Vince Lombardi had designed that.
I designed those, Mike.
I designed them in the late stages of my life.
I was feeling
free.
A bit...
How about just, who needs that? Who needs the face of the Indian? Just put an R on there.
Here's how I designed them. I said, Jurgensen, come in here. Take off your shirt. Now, put on these canary yellow football pants for me.
Now, put that oversized head of yours into the helmet. All I've done is remove the face of the Indian, and I've put an R, a simple lazy R, inside a circle with feather tails.
Gentlemen, I've got a consultant for our new uniforms, tight end Jerry Smith. A good friend of mine, gentlemen, soon to be a good friend of yours, gentlemen.
I was up all night with a sewing machine and lubricant. Come on in here, Jurgensen. Kilmer, you try it on, too. How do you like it, boys? It's a simple R for Redskins. Like we had the G in Pac-A-Land.
The G was for gay.
Gay.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello there. What's up?
Radio God.
Hi.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
You know, I have a question about throwback uniforms in the NFL. When they do this throwback, are they like baseball? Do they use the same material that they used to use? They don't, do they?
No, they're all modern made.
See, that's what they ought to do. When they do throwbacks in baseball, a lot of time they wear, and in the middle of the summer.
Burlap.
I mean, when the I believe it was the Orioles that were wearing their throwback uniforms. In fact, it was a tribute to the old Black Sox, I think is what it was. And
this is Robert, the angry mailman for the Don's and Mike show.
And I believe wool, 100% wool that they were wearing, and baggy and cumbersome and very difficult.
I used to work there. WOOL.
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 Wool radio.
The old Redskins uniforms were made of leather.
All leather, head to toe.
Okay, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to explain that one commercial that you assumed that was all in Spanish. It was showing countries from all over the world in every other kind of language you could possibly think of.
Even worse.
One happened to be Spanish.
My friend. That, as far as I'm concerned, that's even worse.
Oh, you could keep it in check a little bit, Don. Seriously, you could keep it in check with the president of Iran in our country today. You know,
what is up with that? That's horrible.
Yeah, it's okay to have a commercial in Swahili for Madden on an NFL broadcast, but. Yeah, ooh,
that's how Ed Anger ends his columns too.
Never mind. So it was in many languages.
Yes.
Well, maybe it's just because I'm bombarded with it that many languages now everything sounds like Spanish.
Well, you can hear many languages in our area.
Yes.
You could probably drive around, stop at different stores, and hear probably 15 different languages in the Washington D.C. area. Mm-hmm. We truly are a melting pot.
And I guess maybe more.
Thank you, Rob.
You're applauding that?
Yeah, he had a long weekend. You know, maybe he's changed his ways.
I keep my friends close and my enemies close.
The Art of War, Sung Tzu. Sung Tzu.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Brett Favre.
Is that all you wanted to say is Brett Favre?
Is a man.
Take over football. Like they had that commercial that.
Brett Favre.
Foreign to football.
Is a man's man.
That's almost like the Wayne's World theme. Wayne's World party time.
No.
What? What's your point?
Brett Favre.
I love Brett Favre.
Me too. Although we should really do it the way that Jack Black did Stone Phillips.
Brett Favre, more than meets the eye. Stone Phillips,
more than meets the eye.
For whatever reason, I think the funniest thing he ever did. And also when he's in Anchorman and he kicks the dog. That's how I roll.
But the Stone Phillips thing he did right to his face.
Yeah, just right in front of him. Stone Phillips, more than meets the eye.
Okay, before we get going with the show today, this, none of this counts. Okay.
No.
None of what we've done up to this point will be on anyone's permanent record.
Good way.
This is what we in the biz call a test half hour.
Oh, can I say, since we're talking sports, may I simply say the Boston Red Sox clinched the postseason over the weekend? You know, division, maybe, but who cares? Oh, we're in the playoffs. We're in the playoffs. Yeah. Right after I got my license plates.
Your license plates that say
the Red Sox license plates.
What do they say?
They're the frames.
Oh, just the
fancy Boston
frames.
Red Sox.
Okay,
like he has with the.
You got maybe something personalized.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Just a fancy frame.
Nope.
Rear end me if you're a Red Sox fan.
So we'll see what happens. It's going to be a fun October.
Sure is.
It all right.
Is.
So this was the weekend.
What?
License plate. Rob Spiewak writes.
Yes.
Maybe your license plate says. FAG-YAZ.
Hey.
Fag, yeah.
Stop that. It's not nice.
No. Mike, I can't stop the messages that are coming from the telegraph machine.
Telegraph.
The wire.
From Rob Spiewak.
The wireless. We're getting something in on the wireless.
So this weekend, Wayne Newton performed in Ocean City, Maryland.
Yeah. Oh, you went?
No, I didn't. As it turns out, listen to this weird happenstance. Ed, is Dancing with the Stars a live show tonight? Does anyone know?
I think it might be. It might be live on one night and taped on another night.
Well, either way, watch for him because I have a report on him from my mother-in-law, Big Frida.
Uh-huh. He's about to be famous again.
here's the deal that I thought Wayne Newton was going to be performing down at Ocean City over her birthday.
Right.
They changed the date, and the concert was Saturday. I was all set to go. Turns out Saturday morning, some medical issues came up, and we thought, you know what? Not going to go. And she said, don't make the drive all the way down here because really I don't know if I'm feeling up for it.
Right.
And
you had mentioned that at the end of the week to me.
And also the weather is just really crappy down here. Well, I got a call midway through the afternoon, and she said, you know, I'm actually feeling a little bit better. And I was looking at my watch at this point going, wow. You know, there is no way I'm going to get from my house to Ocean City to go see Wayne Newton. So my brother-in-law, Doug, thank you very much, Doug, bit the bullet and got the tickets, and they went to see Wayne Newton. Now, here's the deal.
Good for Doug.
So the concert is outdoors at the Inlet in Ocean City, and according to my mom-in-law, Big Frida, it was 92 degrees until 5 o'clock.
Ooh.
When it poured rain for about a half an hour.
I forget you guys get like a totally different kind of ecosystem down there.
So she said that when it was time for Wayne Newton to go on, that it was incredibly hot and humid. And you had over 2,000 people crammed into one area down at the end of the boardwalk. And it was close quarters.
Man, you're sorry you missed that.
It was close quarters. No, I'll tell you what I'm sorry is that I missed. I said, but with all that, did you have a good time?
Yes.
She's like, yes, he was wonderful. Good. The only problem was about 10 minutes into the show when a man in the front row apparently had some kind of a heart failure.
Oh, no.
And they had to stop the show for about a half an hour.
That happened
to like tend to him?
So that they could, and she said he was right in the front row.
Yeah. Was he conscious when they got him out of there, or could she tell? Or?
No, I think he was okay.
Wow.
Let's say that.
Can you imagine that? How do you go on after that?
That happens at Wayne shows all the time.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Wayne's a trooper, though. To even perform after that is fantastic.
So I do want to thank all of the guys in Wayne Newton's band for setting my mom up with those great tickets. They had a good time at the show. I said to her, did you get to meet Wayne Newton? And she said, no. Here's the thing. You know how moms are, old ladies are, she would have had to have contacted the band leader, and without me there to be...
No, and you have to have that youthful kind of aggression
to
make that happen. You know, we were all pretty aggressive when we met him.
She said that she didn't go backstage, but they were nice enough to have a bunch of stuff back there waiting for her, and they're going to ship it out to her now. Right, Robbie?
Yeah, it should be here any day. So special thanks to... formerly his drummer, now his band leader, Mark Atkinson, who
loves
the
show. When you say band leader,
he's still drumming, but now he is the band leader.
Oh, very cool.
And that's a promotion. He's a good drummer.
A very good drummer.
Thank you, Mark.
He'll be bringing him to Dancing with the Stars.
Which they're definitely selling Dancing with the Stars on a sexy angle now.
Tonight it's just the ladies. Wayne will be on tomorrow.
But it is live tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday of this week.
I did ask her great detail about the show, and it sounds very similar.
Yeah.
to the show that you and I and the boys saw a year and a half ago.
Probably not a lot changes in that show. And you know what? You have the right amount of hooch. It's highly entertaining.
True.
It really is.
True.
Like so anyway, good time had by all.
Anyway, she went and did. She was pleased as punch. And, you know, old people. She loved the fact that something happened to somebody and it wasn't her.
Sure. Yeah. She likes talking about it.
She will talk about that.
It's why old people get up and read the obituaries.
It's true. Yes.
They'll tell you it's to look for people that they know. Uh-huh. But the truth is they read the obituaries if they're out of town. They read the obituaries because they go deep inside. They go, see ya, sucker.
Yeah, it's kind of an odds game at this point, isn't it?
You know, you just
right. Now that I realize that my mom finds a great deal of joy out of talking about the ailments, not in a happy, joyous way, but just she's very concerned with it. Well, that's what being old is.
Yeah.
You're talking about all the other people that have perhaps more serious infirmities than you have.
That's right.
Had a couple of choices, chats rather, with my mom this weekend.
Well, that's good.
She does do that.
Hello?
They all do, I think.
What's that button do?
Makes a hissing sound.
This one that makes the light go on. See that one? Make that light go on?
Oh, that's if it's hooked up to a recording unit, that will start your recorder.
Oh, okay.
It ain't hooked up, though.
And are we hooked up to a recording unit?
Well, yes, but that is not hooked up to a recording unit. Like an old reel-to-reel deck.
You calling your mom-in-law?
Oh, yeah, but hold on. Her phone is broken.
I should have remembered that. I called her cell.
Did it have a heart attack?
It was in the front row. That's even worse than the guys in the front row.
That's another thing about moms. I was trying to call her all weekend. Yeah. Line was constantly busy.
Right.
Finally, I said, what's up? She said, oh, I don't know. Phone's broken.
Mm-hmm.
Any idea? Hello. Hey, Mom. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, honey. How about you?
I'm fine. Is your phone still busted at home?
I know. I've called and they said the man hasn't been out to check the line, although they don't think it's inside my house.
Right.
So.
All right. Well, listen, we mainly wanted to make sure you had a good time with Wayne. And what happened with the guy that had the in the front row?
Well, it was like four rows back, and I don't know if it was a man or woman, but evidently it was so hot, you just can't believe, you know, it's so humid, yeah. It was like 98% humidity or something,
right.
And they collapsed, and evidently they must have thrown up, and I think
that's a good show.
Oh, dear.
Over people. I don't know whether it's heat exhaustion, heart attack, or what, but you could see people really trying to get out of the way. And
sure.
Then they had to have people come in, and they got the person out. And then they had to have people come in and clean up where he'd been sitting.
Oh, dear, yeah.
She paints a pretty picture.
That'll really
story.
Put a damper on the concert, I would
say. Wayne had to stop singing for a while that happened, huh?
Well, he said something about it. He said, don't put the house lights up, because they turned them down and to give privacy or something like that. But
we don't want people to see the vomit.
No.
Puke
well,
of shame,
said,
darling, puke of shame.
He didn't sing, well, he didn't sing puke of shame, but he didn't sing that till the very last, and it was somebody requested it, but it was... unbelievably warm.
We get a bucket of sawdust to the fourth row. Did he? Hey, Mom. Did he mention being on Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's probably excited about that. Huh?
Yeah, he did talk about. And in fact, we were kidding going out saying we were thinking he was soliciting votes. You know.
Sure. Why not? He's Wayne Newton. He can do that, right?
Did you think he looked plasticky?
It's one time everybody up on the stage was using a towel sort of to mop up every once in a while. And one time he asked one of the girls came over and wiped his face, and he said something about his makeup running or his mascara running or something like
that. Yeah, he was pretty caked in it the night we saw him.
My mascara's running.
Yeah.
but what a nice man Wade Newton is.
Very nice man.
Hook Big Feet up.
He really is, and he has a great show. You know, for his personality, and he plays every musical instrument.
Yeah,
I
that's
think.
His gimmick. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Multi talented.
He talked a lot about being an Indian, and there was someone named Kemosabe or something like that.
Kemosabe Joe.
Yeah, who announced him. you know.
Oh, Kim Wasabi Joe and was the DJ that brought him out on stage?
Was the guy that brought him out on stage, was he wearing a hat?
Like a Smokey the Bear hat?
Or a fedora?
I think he was. I couldn't swear to it.
Is Kim Wasabi Joe down there now?
Kim Wasabi Joe works at the beach, but we have to be sure that we don't get Kim Wasabi Joe mixed up with Shotgun Tom Rivers.
Right.
Shotgun Tom Rivers.
He's out in L.A.,
is the guy from Los Angeles with the big Smokey the Bear hat.
But Kim Wasabi Joe, when we'd see him, he'd always have a leather vest and a fedora hat on.
And Kim Wasabi
Joe. He had something like that on. If he didn't have a hat, it was only because it was so, humongously hot.
He worked at that station where all the DJs were named, like, Davy Crockett.
Grizzly
Adams.
Grizzly Adams, that's it. That's who it was.
And I remembered another good one, too. Remember that DJ down there I told you worked at Froggy, and his name was Jimmy Hoppa? Reminded over the weekend, the chick that did the weather on his show, her name was Ann Fibian. I'm not making that up.
I like that. You know. Thank you, Dan Snyder.
That's funny. So
that's good stuff.
So Kimo Shabby Joe was there.
Wow.
Yeah, well, he was the one that introduced him and brought him on. And
it's a good thing I wasn't there, Mom. I would have been incredibly jealous. Would have wanted to wrestle him to be the DJ on stage with him.
And was it exciting? The opening was very exciting, I bet, right?
People had to clap to get it to start because we just sat there and it started about 15 minutes late. And the place closes at 10, so you had to be out there
experience wasn't everything that you thought it might be. It was but when he finally started, it was fun, right?
Oh, it was really good. I don't see how anyone really been a fan of his couldn't be disappointed in the fact that his voice wasn't up to.
All the raves continue.
Otherwise perfect, though.
Big Frida, was he in a tuxedo?
Yeah.
God, he must have been smoking hot up there, huh?
He began to take parts of it off.
Right on.
His pants?
What a trooper that he performs in the tuxedo. In the
heat. Yeah, he opened the neck and did his tie and eventually took his jacket off. And, that's as far as he stripped.
When you're doing that, sound a little bit like Norman, you're my knight in shining armor. He got up there, he started to take off his
wonderful clothes. Show, though.
He did say... He made a lot of references to Indians and different things, and the fact that initially when Kim Wasabi Joe came on, he said something about Indian, introducing Indian, and made a big thing.
I believe Kim Wasabi Joe's name is probably something like Fred Smith.
Probably.
Well, Mom, glad you had a good time. Thanks for the recap. Thanks to Doug for stepping in for me. That was huge.
Doug. And thank you for the tickets. It was good. It was in Doug's name it was changed because he had to show his driver's license.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
But they really enjoyed it too.
Secure it.
They're big fans.
We need to see a driver's license, please, sir.
Yes, right now, sir.
All right, Mom. Glad you had a good time. I love you.
Thank you, honey. And you all take care.
Bye, right. Big Frida. All right. Big take Frida. Care of yourself.
I love you, and get that phone fixed, please.
I just called them again, and they said, I don't know if they have to get in my unit or not. And, that means sitting around.
Don't let anybody get in your unit, ma'am.
That's right. When they get there, make sure they show their driver's license.
If they fix my phone, they're welcome in my unit.
Okay. All right, Mom. You watch it now. You watch it, Smarty Pants.
They'll be right over.
All right, bye, Mom.
Hey.
All right, see you later.
Thank you, honey.
Bye-bye, Mom.
Oh, she's
bye-bye.
Great.
Love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So she had a good time, right?
Mostly.
Yeah.
It was about a 7.
Yeah, we got the heat. They had to wait for him to start, and his voice was not up to par.
And his makeup was running.
We knew that his voice was not up to par.
And there was vomit. Vomit, and they had to turn down the house lights.
Can we keep the house lights lit?
So you don't see the vomit.
Some privacy while they clean up the vomit.
I think the vomit helped her night. I think she liked the vomit.
Well, everybody should watch Dancing with the Stars, and when he gets on there, please, for God's sakes, let's vote Wayne Newton on that show.
Yeah. I'd really like to see now the book on this show is that the stars do go through a period of time where they try to get in shape because they know they're going to be scrutinized more than they've ever been scrutinized. So let's see if Wayne has made any kind of transformation. Not that he was sloppy fat when we saw him.
The only problem with him is his eyes were different sizes.
Is the thing about Wayne Newton.
Yes, what is the thing about Wayne Newton?
A mascara.
You can't change his plastic surgery, which he's had, which is frightening, really.
Right. And don't make the mistake I made. When you watch Wayne on Dancing with the Stars, do not adjust the color on your set. Stop
it. That's his color.
Get out of here. Stop it.
There he goes.
This time, my mascara.
I want to tell you.
It's so hot. I wiped my face with a towel, and I went right down to the skeleton.
Keep the house lights low.
One of the calls that I got was, hello, son. I said, yeah. Everything okay? Yes, everything's okay. Is there a cool area where we can go? I said, how about back to Doug's car? turn the AC back on.
Now, explain this place to me. Obviously, out of doors.
Out of doors where they had like
but a... But covered up?
Like with tents.
Oh.
So you're in a tent, tent type setting.
Keeps the heat in.
For 2 hours plus with 2,000 people.
Not a lot of fun.
And the guy that collapsed, or girl, with
right.
the vomit.
Right.
Is there a cool place? Can we get a cool place for them to go?
Wayne's bus.
Rob Spiewak, who wasn't here Friday and apparently didn't get enough of being on the radio, writes, was it a tent or a teepee?
Hey, that's right. Making those Native American Wayne Newton jokes.
Well, I am jealous of DJ Kemosabe Joe, though.
Sure.
You and I didn't get to introduce Wayne Newton when we went to see him.
You and I would have jumped at that opportunity. We would have been booed, though. They boo us. We're not in that demographic yet, thank God.
Hello, Don and Mike. Don and Mike Show, hello.
Afternoon, Don and Mike, gentlemen.
Hey, buddy.
Who got in the guy's seat when he left?
What? Say that again, what?
What are you talking about?
Somebody hold up a sign, two seats down low?
The vomiting man who replaced him in the seats. That's what he's asking.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or a woman.
Ask Mamo that.
Yeah. Ask Mamo. I'll ask your Mamo that. Oh, I'll ask her tonight when I'm shaving her back.
Oh.
Oh.
With your teeth.
Yeah. You've been there. You've seen how we do it.
You've been to the website.
Yeah, but sometimes we cut our lips because the hair is too coarse.
Oh, but your mama loves the scat action.
She really enjoys that. She does. And not to be a giver, just to be a receiver.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Gentlemen.
Hey.
Very good pull getting Mrs. Hepburn on the phone.
I agree. That's what I said. I thought that...
I don't think she has the same condition, does she, that Hepburn had?
What?
No.
Shakey's?
Does a great impression.
Shakey's Pizza? No. And that was AFU. Come on, I can say that. You can.
Yeah, that's the rule.
I know.
Get out of here.
Somebody, I tell you, I know where my mom lives, too.
You deleted that out? You deleted that out. Because I said that his mom
could. I can't imagine why.
Your mom could blow a fictional character. Please. Is that how we're going to start today's show?
Well, you understand that one. That's an easy
not
one.
Really. Not if. What if she wanted to blow him up?
Oh, that's a totally different story.
That's what I was talking about.
Of course you were.
His mom wanted to blow up King Kong.
Right. I know. I know exactly what you mean.
A giant inflatable King Kong.
You wanted to. You were talking about some sort of pyrotechnics.
What that man's mom likes to do is to get a blow-up King Kong.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the spout? What's the nozzle thing? The nozzle thing? Right. She's wrapping her lips right around.
You know, when you talk about that, it makes me think of something I forgot to tell you about before the show.
Did you ever hear of Kong?
I got a present from Carla's party on Friday night.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I got one, and I haven't used it yet, but I am telling you I am going to.
But she get? She went to a dildo party,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good tease. We'll break and come back with that, okay?
One for Mama, one for Daddy.
Uh-huh. Oh, that is...
Hey, it's not. It's cool. It's not what I expected. I've never seen anything like it.
She
got something and I got something.
But she didn't get you a dildo.
No.
She did not.
No. This is for men exclusively. This is a prize, and it's not like anything you've ever seen.
Does it have to do with the taint?
No. No.
Balls?
Maybe a little bit. But I mean, really, I can't. I don't even know. I've seen it. I've held it in my hand. I've turned it on. I'm not even quite sure where everything goes. I'll try to describe it like as much as I can.
Do it use batteries?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, two AAAs.
And it's used on you?
It couldn't be used on anybody else. That's for a guy.
It's for a guy.
Yeah.
this electronic toy.
Okay, all yeah. right.
We were all tired after the weekend. We were almost going to give it a trial run last night. Tonight might be the night. Wow. It's really neat. It really is cool.
Does it have anything to do with your coolie?
No. No.
No coolie.
No, I don't think that. I'm not sure. Depends on how you twist the thing. But I'll give you all the details. Okay. And hers is the standard like thing.
Just dildo.
You know, yeah. Yeah, pink, you know, little dainty, you know, it's like some feminine name on it and the little tickler thing on the end of it, you know. It's very interesting. Okay. Mine, however, is I'll be honest with you. I expected it to be
Did she just get those type that we always see just a big gigantic plastic dildo?
Not even big, really. It looks like it's about the yay.
Does it have like a little action figure stand? I mean, does it have a base on it so that
I don't know, because hers hasn't been removed from the package yet. I was completely focused on mine, and mine came in like a little plastic bag, you know, and it was all wrapped up, and then when she took it all on, I said, I didn't even understand what it was until she sort of showed me the way it's going to work.
Was it new or reconditioned?
It's recycled.
Okay, well, listen, let's all ponder what this could possibly be.
It's pretty cool. I mean, I'm a little excited about it. I really am.
I can tell.
I'll maybe draw you a picture of it.
That'd be good.
Because it's got several moving parts to it.
Wow.
Really?
Gears, yeah, it's not levers. Just what, no, not gears or anything.
Do you use it by yourself? Do you use it with Carla?
I think it's supposed to be used with a woman.
With a woman.
Yes.
But could you use it by yourself?
I think so, yes. I think so.
Would it help you achieve the word that we couldn't say last week?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, but I don't know because I haven't tried it yet.
Couldn't hurt.
But I'm going to. Oh, boy, am I going to. I'll wear it to work if I really like it.
You'll wear it to work?
Yeah.
I'm dying to know what this thing
is. There are variations on all these things. It's pretty easy to figure out.
That's right.
It's not anything that's like a fake part, okay? It's not anything like that's a fake body part, I'll tell you that.
Is it like a bullet vibrator?
Part of it.
On a ring.
Perhaps. Yeah, all right. Okay.
Well, don't worry, Mike. Now
the surprise is over.
I'm sorry.
Mike, he may know what you're talking about.
He probably knows exactly. He knew it. And
I designed that.
Mike, don't worry. I'm still a good audience. He may know what you're talking about. You know, when
he's already five steps ahead of me.
You know, when he said that, you know what I thought?
He's got one in there right now,
I'm
probably.
Wearing it now.
I'm
big bullets.
I'm sexually illiterate.
Right. Cool.
You've seen those?
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned the thing on a ring. You know what I thought? That thing that kids get at Halloween that has the Charms blow pop on the ring?
No.
Have you never seen a ring?
Yeah, the little ring that's the little looks like a big diamond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm going to be a good audience for you because I still have no idea what it is you're talking about.
Do you want me to bring it in tomorrow? I'll bring it in. But no, I'm not going to bring it in if we use it.
I was going to say, don't wash it. Put it through the dishwasher.
It's got cleaning. She brought home cleaning solution, too.
She thought of everything.
She did.
Isn't cleaning?
Only three things. Only three. Small little bag. You know, that didn't come home with a ton of stuff. That would get me a little paranoid.
And isn't cleaning solution generally known as her saliva?
No, lemon
juice.
No, this is real. This is a special. Right. And there's a name for the line of products, too.
All right.
I forgot what that was.
We got a break.
I'm not giving them a plug. I know she paid for it.
Plug.
A plug.
A plug. What'd you say? The Aristocrats.
The Aristocrats.
And we call it The Aristocrats. All right. We'll be back to find out what deviant sex toy it is that Mike has.
Yeah.
Right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.